Bava Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zion. The Mishnah says, Hilvo ala mashkon. If somebody lends his friend money, but in return he gets a collateral, that item which is the collateral, what status does the lender have in terms of his guardianship? So the Mishnah says he is a shomer sachar. He is considered a paid watchman. Now, the question is, what sort of payment is he getting for this? He was just doing his friend a favor by lending him money. So the understanding is that he's considered to be a shomer sachar because he is getting schar mitzvah. His schar mitzvah, the reward of a mitzvah that he's getting for lending money, that's the reason he's considered a shomer sachar. That's his payment. And therefore, if the item gets lost or stolen, he's chayev because he was a shomer sachar. However, Rabbi Yehuda disputes this opinion and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hilvahu Ma'os, if he lent him money, Shomer Chinam, then he's only an unpaid watchman, because he doesn't consider it to be Schar Mitzvah to be significant enough to make him in Halacha to be considered to be a paid watchman. However, Hilvahu Perus, if he lent his friend fruit and he's going to be paid back fruit, then he's a shomer sachar. Then Rabbi Yehuda agrees he is a paid watchman. Why? Because when somebody lends somebody fruit, they're going to be, that would otherwise go bad, and they're going to get back fresh fruit. So there's a benefit to the person who, he obviously didn't need this fruit because he was able to lend it out, and he's going to get back fresh fruit a few days later. So there's a benefit in that. And that benefit is enough to make him into a shomer sachar. Abba Shol now tells us a very interesting halacha. Abba Shol Omer, Mutter Adam Lahaskir Mashkono Shol Ani. A person is allowed to rent out a collateral that he received from a poor person. He lent a poor person money, and the poor person gave him a utensil as collateral. He can rent it out. Now, he can rent it out. The monies that the lender receives for renting out the poor person's collateral can be used to pay off the loan. Lios posik ola v'holich, so that he can use those monies on an ongoing basis. He can set those against the loan. And that setting against the loan is to the benefit of the ani. So let's say he takes this item and he gets paid $2 a week, and the whole loan was only $10. After 5 weeks, he's already paid off the loan. Bipneshu kameshav aveda. The reason this is permissible, because it's like he's returning a lost object. He's benefiting the ani in this manner. Now the Gemara explains this is only true by a type of an item where there's not a great loss to the item when you rent it out. It doesn't get damaged in the process of use, such as, let's say, a hoe or a axe. But things that the more you use them, the more they get worn out, the lender would not be permitted to rent out those items even for the benefit of the ani, because it would be offset by the loss.